Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wednesday. It's the first day of spring, Mike.
Woohoo!
First day of spring.
Yep, I can tell.
I know. Isn't it fun? God. I know. Sneezing all morning. You've been miserable with allergies.
Jody got me this bracelet.
Yeah.
I forget.
How's that helping?
Well, you're supposed to put oil on it.
Right.
Different oils.
Aromatherapy.
Stuff like that. Yeah. So I think I overdid it.
Yeah, it smells good, though. I like it. Which one is it?
I don't know. It's the one that's supposed to help me breathe better.
Jody, what is it? Is it breathe? Is it breathe?
She just left it out, I smell like a walking spa.
I like it, though. It smells good. Oopsie, I spilled it. I'm sorry.
You know when you never think it's enough and
yes,
you go,
I know. Well, I can't smell it. Yeah. How are they going to smell it? I can't smell it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we all feel good. My sinuses are clear, so that's good. I like it.
So first day of spring, looking forward to it.
Boy,
we have a lot of stuff going on a little bit later on. We have those share tickets to give away this hour, so make sure you're listening for that. They say mostly cloudy, chance of a shower today. High of 69. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of showers, thunderstorms. First day of spring.
Why not? I washed my car. A bird already pooped all over it. Why not rain, too? Bring it. Come on.
Tomorrow's high 64.
It's about
60 outside right now.
And I know even now, the weather's going to be a little wonky today. Just let's settle at this point. Let's just settle down, Mother Nature. Why don't you just put it to rest?
And everybody else involved.
Jeez. Yes. Leave me out of it.
All right. Well, no, you're in it. I got news for you.
Your anger, Mother Nature.
Well, we're right there with you. First take of some entertainment news coming up here in a bit. Carla will have that for you.
I will tell you what's really going on with Wendy Williams.
All right, more on that and other stories after we wake you up with Ben Halen. Turn it up. Panama.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, my sister wife, Jody, your wife, Mike, she let me know it's breathe easy. That's what it is. Breathe easy.
That's why she's not texting me back.
I'm going to get through this report and get on Amazon and order it. Thank you, Jody. You're a doll. I love you, woman.
She did.
Yeah, I love you, girl. Well, it is official. Woodstock's 50s. Woodstock's 50. Woodstock 50. That's it.
Okay.
Their lineup. It's pretty spectacular. Jay-Z, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Imagine Dragons, The Raconteurs, The Lumineers, Greta Van Fleet, Dead and Company, Santana, Fogerty. Those three, of course, part of the original 1969 festival.
Yeah.
Returning legacy acts. Of course, John Sebastian, Country Joe McDonald, Canned Heat, Hot Tuna. A lot of kids out there are going to be going, who?
Yeah.
What? Hot can of tuna? Wait, no, Canned Heat, Hot Tuna. Robert Plant also on the bill. And if you don't know this, Led Zeppelin was invited to perform at the first Woodstock. They turned it down. They didn't do it. So, kind of cool. This is a really cool lineup.
I hope there are people that went to the original Woodstock.
Oh, man.
Which they would be in their late 70s,
oh,
early 80s.
Yeah. Maybe they were 20 when they went.
I hope they go to this one.
I know.
And just stand in the back, just shaking their head.
Well, they will stand in the back because they can't walk up front anymore. I'm not walking
they won't
all
survive.
The way up there for the love of God. I've seen Fogerty. I don't even see him that close up for the love of God.
I lived it.
Yeah. You know, Mike, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, but we should pull that up for later. Remember when we talked to John Fogerty and he said, yeah, I remember Woodstock. It was a little different than I think people might imagine.
Right.
We'll have to play that. Wendy Williams. Now, she was missing from her show for a little while. And on her show yesterday, she made an announcement.
For some time now, I have been living in a sober house. When you see me come to work, glammed up, right after the show, I go across the street, I do my Pilates, and you know I've had a struggle with cocaine in my past. And I never went to a place to get the treatment. I don't know how, except God was sitting on my shoulder, and I just stopped.
Well, good thing, honey, because that's a, I mean, you know, way to go.
Yeah.
Way to share it, boy. And I have something to tell you guys. No, I'm not living in a sober house. I probably should. I should probably be living in a sober house. Prosecutors, oh boy, have offered to drop the charges against Patriots owner Robert Kraft if he admits he's guilty. Yeah. Yeah, because
he has to say he's guilty.
Yeah, he has to say he's guilty. Yeah, so he'll be getting off again. I'm sure those people who hate the Patriots are real happy about that because they're so good at admitting guilt in anything. You know, they're so good at that. So, yeah, you know what? Money helps, people. Money helps.
Does it?
Doesn't it? Wow.
Okay.
That is my painfully deep take.
Carly, you were talking about the 50th anniversary lineup of Woodstock.
Yes.
And, boy, it's very impressive. All the information on our website at 963kklz.com. John Fogerty, who comes to Vegas quite a bit, was at the original, going to be included in the lineup for the 50th anniversary.
Sure is.
Last time we had him on the air, though, he talked about what Woodstock was really like. Here's what he said.
Nobody at the time realized that it would be this big, memorable thing. I think everyone was just kind of dealing with the elements, you know, a bunch of young people out on a hillside and it's raining and, you know, their mothers didn't tell them to bring an umbrella or food, you know, pack a lunch. Over time, it's gotten, of course, biblical, I suppose, in the way you look back at it. At the time, I was a little irritated that we were going on, you know, something like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, that's the story I love, where you looked out and it was like, hey, you in the back.
So did you, when you heard the news, did you say, I'm sorry, we're going on at what time?
It's one of those things that, how can I say it? It's a developing story, you know, and I started getting worried about 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. dinner time the day before, because there were so many acts that still had to go on before our slot. And so, you know, whatever we were told about a schedule just kind of went out the window.
John Fogerty talking about the original, what the original Woodstock was really like.
Oh, wow.
Behind stage, backstage.
Yeah.
With a schedule they thought they were going to follow.
There's going to be a ton of people watching us. This is going to be great.
You know what? I don't think he's going to be going on at 2 o'clock in the morning this time around.
Exactly. Hello.
Boy, I bet she's looking forward to it, though. All right. Tickets for Cher. Cher's coming back to Vegas. We have those tickets to tell you how to win in about 7-8 minutes. Cyndi Lauper, time after time.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
All right, John Schaefer is here with news that we'll get to in a minute, but we do have Cher tickets. Classic Cher, Park Theater, the MGM Grand at the Park MGM Grand from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Plus, you qualify for a chance to win an overnight stay for two at Park MGM, and we'll announce that winner on Friday. So it's a round of back and forth.
Yeah.
With song titles.
Song titles, yeah.
From Cher.
Yep, exactly.
Phone lines are on hold right now. Get through news, traffic, and weather, and then start with caller number 972-739-9636. You have a shot to win these tickets for Cher, so good luck. Gene, you have a chance to win tickets to go see Classic Cher at the Park Theater, Park MGM. These tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. It's a round of back and forth with Cher song titles.
Exactly. Are you a big fan, Gene?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like you to get 5 out of 5, 3 out of 5. I'll let it go. The beat goes
on.
Okay, yes, there you go.
Don't be afraid. Speak up.
Speak up. I found
someone.
There you go.
Right.
Thank God there's somebody else in the car. Gypsies, tramps, and
thieves.
Just answer the other person. If I could turn back
time,
I've got you.
Babe.
There you go. There you go. Boy, oh boy, I'm glad there was only one other person in the car. Hey, babe.
Gene, you're going to see Cher plus qualify for the overnight stay for two at the Park MGM. We'll announce that winner this Friday. But do have a great time. Hang on. We'll take down some details. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And let's get a head start on tomorrow night's game. Let's hear it, Gene.
Go, nice girl.
What kind of summer vacation would you take with $10,000 free money? Details coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 7:05. And last hour telling you about this bracelet that Jody got me.
Yeah.
I know she texted you and told you it was the Breathe Easy oil.
Breathe Easy. It's by Granada. I said, is it what brand is it? Gurunada.
Okay.
Gurunada.
It's a lava rock bracelet.
Yeah.
And so she said, put some of this oil on it before you go to work. So I did, but I can't breathe, so I didn't know if it would be enough.
Yeah.
So I kept pouring it on.
Yeah.
I'm getting a headache.
Yeah. It's potent.
So I apologize.
No, it's okay. That lava rock. I have one with the chakra beads with lava rock.
Uh-huh.
And lava rock is like porous, so it kind of will take it in a little bit.
I'm like in a fog right now.
Yeah, it smells good.
I mean, I could breathe, but...
What?
By the way, happy anniversary to my beautiful wife, Jody. 5 years.
Oh, there you go.
5 years we've been married.
Yeah.
You know, I asked my sister Barb, we were all down in Phoenix for my brother's birthday.
Right.
And she said, happy anniversary. I said, oh, that's right. Coming up our 5th anniversary. I said, who said it would last?
Yeah.
And walking away, she said, your brother.
Oh, well, well, there you go.
You know, jokingly said.
It's not going to last.
Yeah, you know how Mike is.
Well, you guys were together like 10 years prior.
Even longer, I think. Yeah. And we've known each other for over almost, 30 years.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, don't you at some point just go, yeah, well, all right, should we? All right, sure. Why not?
Too tired to do anything.
Yeah,
else.
It's like it's fine.
Okay,
you're good. You're good, right? Yeah.
So, Jody, happy anniversary. I love you. Hope you have a good day. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers. That sounded so insincere, didn't it?
Well, what are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
You're on the air. What are you supposed to write a flipping song? Come on. Aren't we beyond that? Yeah. Aren't we a little beyond that?
I apologize.
Hi, guess what, everyone? We're not that morning show. Okay.
Hold on. Morty, you got a song?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm playing Jiggy. Come on. Get jiggy with it. Come on, man.
Mostly cloudy. Chance of showers today, thunderstorm tomorrow, high in the mid to upper 60s.
Here,
changing
let's do.
It up.
Here, Jody.
Nice.
Is that your guy right there,
Jody?
She
loves the Maroon 5.
Yeah, when I think about him, this is what I think right here, man. You know what? He's got those moves. He's still got those moves.
I do.
Like Jagger, huh?
With my cowboy hat, and that's it.
I know. I know. I have
that's
no
my dance tonight.
I got no GNR, but I know it's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, for people
it's
who
60
listen.
Outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know if you haven't found out enough this morning already. Carla will have that for you after Fleetwood Mac, Rhiannon.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I did mention it's the first day of spring today. Almost 40% of Americans say they're going to spend at least a full day spring cleaning. So, which I'm going to do next week. I'm going to spend a whole day just getting rid of stuff and all of that when we're off next week.
Cool.
So, one day, that's all. I'm doing it, I'm done, then that's it.
In one day.
Yeah, well, I just have a few things to do, but I just got to do it.
Okay.
You know, you keep putting it off, I got to do it. By the way, as of today, sales of salads will rise about 50%. People start getting healthy. They want that bikini body, that beach body. So, yeah, a lot more salads going to be eaten now. It's also National Kick Butts Day. That's cigarette butts.
Oh.
Today's the day. Kick it if you can. The number one reason that people quit smoking, what do you think it is?
It bothers other people.
What do you think, Morty?
It's expensive.
Yeah. Number one reason is cost. It's not health. It's cost.
I don't
number
even know.
Number two is health.
I've never smoked in my life. I know you haven't.
Depends. No. It depends on where you live. Some places, cigarettes for a pack are about $10 a pack.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Are you talking for a carton or
no,
for a pack? $10?
A pack of cigarettes. Here, I don't know smokers. What are they, about $6, $7
yeah,
or so?
Yeah, $6, $7.
Well, how much is a carton then?
I remember I used to get them from my mom back in the day with the note, you know, and they were $20.
Yeah.
That was back in the day. No. They're a lot more now.
Same thing. We've talked about this before.
Yeah,
if you go to the grocery store
and
buy cigarettes for your mom or dad with the note.
Yes, exactly.
They're like $1.50 or something like that.
Yeah, no. God, no. They're way more than that. Yeah, New York, they're paying like $10 $10, $11 a pack.
Hawaii raised it even more. And that's
did somebody
sure
just give me a message?
Stop buying them.
Here we go. No, okay. No, thought I got the price on that. And also,
price
now,
check on aisle three.
I know. Well, listen to this. In the wake of that whole, you know, college entrance bribery scandal.
Yeah.
Big survey done by, it's called YouGov. They surveyed a bunch of parents. 35% of those parents said, yeah, I'd pay someone to take a test for my children.
Well, of course.
Yeah. 25% said they'd bribe a coach or an admissions officer so their child could get in
to any school
or college. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not right, but I know in the back of your minds, a lot of parents are saying, well, if I could get my, I might do it.
And if I had the money, it wouldn't affect me really financially. Yeah.
If you're going to look away while I do this, I'm going to do it.
As long as I don't get caught.
Sadly, not surprising. Exactly. It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. What did you find out? Cartons of cigarettes here in
They're
Vegas.
Like $68 to $70.
Oh, the carton.
For a carton.
The pack of cigarettes.
Pack of cigarettes, $7 to $8.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
You know what? I couldn't afford to smoke either.
No, I couldn't. No way.
Yeah, that's just nuts.
That, God, it makes me sick. People are spending that kind of money.
So today is the day. Kick the butt.
Kick the butt.
And by the way, last hour, John, you had mentioned they're thinking about dropping the driving age in Nevada down to 14.
Apparently, some 14-year-olds currently can get a driver's license if you live in a rural area where maybe you go to a charter school or the public school doesn't offer transportation.
Yeah.
You can get a restricted driver's license so you can get yourself to school.
But they're thinking about doing it statewide.
Yes. That's... They think that if you can drive in rural areas, you should be allowed to drive here in the cities as well.
Yeah, if you can drive a tractor to school, then you should be able to get your license at 14. That's just wrong. I don't like that.
We just want to hear from parents this morning. How do you feel about that? Would you trust your 14-year-old to drive to school?
Not would it be more convenient for you, but would you trust your 14-year-old that, you know, by all accounts, she doesn't have breasts yet and he doesn't have arm hair, would you trust them to drive to school?
Just want to light up the phones. If you want to text in real quick, 702-739-9636. Want to hear how you feel about this. State of Nevada thinking about dropping the driving age down to 14. Your next chance to win a family four-pack down to Disneyland in about an hour from now. 8:40, you'll have that chance, so make sure you're listening for that. 7:36, Mike and Carla Morning Show. We just threw it out there. Parents listening this morning, state of Nevada thinking about dropping the driving age down to 14. Yes or no? Do you agree or not? All right, people texting in, calling in. We'll get to that after Survivor. Mike and Carla Morning Show. John Schaefer talking about this story where the state of Nevada is thinking about dropping the driving age down to 14. And we just wanted to know from parents, are you down with this? Would you agree? So text in, call in. We have some people on the phone, but go ahead.
I don't even know where to start. Shannon said, hell no. They barely shower at that age or clean their rooms. No way would I have been able to handle the responsibility of driving. Chris says, I teach 14-year-olds. I wouldn't feel safe on the road knowing that some of these kids had their driver's license. People really not for this at all. Some people saying they should raise it to 18 years old, instead of lowering it.
All right, we got people on the phone. Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Have a good day. Mike and Carla, yes or no? It's an easy question.
No.
Yeah. It seems pretty rudimentary, doesn't it?
Put her down for three no's.
I know.
I've got triplets right now.
Oh, my God. They're all going to be driving it. Oh, geez.
See, a no for each kid.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Gosh.
Have a good day. Whew. Mike and Carla, yes or no?
I say no. I don't think it's right because they're not mentally ready. And then it's going to make everybody's insurance rates go up.
I'm not mentally ready. Jeez. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And you're right about that. Insurance rates would go up.
Have a good day. Thank you very much.
Yes.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Mike and Carla, just want to know how you feel. Yes or no?
Yes.
Whoa, we got a yes. Whoa.
Now, why yes?
Wait, I just turned it on. I'm so sorry. I have no idea what we're talking about. But I'm with Carla, so I say yes.
Well, no. It's the question, should the state of Nevada allow 14-year-olds to drive, yes or no?
Oh, God, hell no.
Exactly. That's what Nevada's considering.
I saw that this morning.
Yeah.
That would be a big, oh, hell to the no.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, put that down.
Yes, we were not asking if you wanted to go to Disneyland this time.
Right.
Have a great day. Thanks for the call. Mike and Carla Morning Show. Carla, I know you love the Super Tramp.
I love Super Tramp.
Somebody texted in and said, I used to love that song, too.
Yeah, like you, Carla, until my boyfriend dedicated it to me. Not much of a girlfriend. Never seemed to get a lot. What she got? Not a lot. And then apparently she broke up with him. So
that wasn't their song, huh?
No, apparently not. Okay. Yeah, I know.
One more text on this dropping the driving age to 14 here in the state of Nevada.
Listen, and if you want to read some of these responses, they're great. Dawn said, and let me clean this up. Dawn said, I don't trust my 14-year-old to wipe her own patoot 2 days out of the week. Pretty sure she forgets to eat and probably bathe, too. Okay. So that's a big fat no.
Okay.
She says, and before you start telling me that your 14-year-old is really responsible, save it. I've had three kids. At 14, they're going through way too much already.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's true. Because, you know, they're those people.
Yeah.
No, but my 14-year-old, we've
way
had her
ahead.
Tested.
Yes.
Yeah, she's gifted.
Skip
she's
first gifted. And second grade. Yeah. So, well, we'll see what happens.
She's going to med school right now.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Carson City
I
with this
it.
Whole thing. All right. Rod Stewart, Forever Young. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It's about 8:03, and it is Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
We have another family four-pack to give away a little bit later on this morning. This hour, in fact, 8:40.
Yeah.
And being Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Yes.
Make sure you listen for that and a chance to win a family four-pack. Qualify for the Disney vacation that we have to give away.
Nice.
Also, in about 25 minutes, going to share some of our interview. We had a visit with Olivia Newton-John.
Has a brand new book
out.
Yeah.
Don't Stop Believing.
Right.
So we'll share some of that conversation with you. It's already posted on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page if you want to check that out at 96.3KKLZ.com. Cloudy, chance of showers today, tomorrow. High today, 69, 64 tomorrow. It's about 61 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oprah, Stedman, and Gail. I'll tell you what this threesome was caught doing.
All right, we'll find out more about that story and others after Blondie, Call Me.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, they already have a host for the Tony Awards in June. That will be James Corden. He should do a pretty good job. He's good.
Yeah.
He's good with stuff like that. Really good. I mentioned yesterday, there's a movie coming out about strippers. And I mentioned that J-Lo and Constance Wu from Crazy Rich Asians are in it. Well, this is a movie that's actually based on a true story. It takes place in the late 2000s in New York City in the wake of the financial crisis and the toll that it actually took on the livelihood of dancers who relied on those Wall Street, you know, the big Wall Street bankers. And now added to that cast, Cardi B, Lily Reinhart, Kiki Palmer, and Julia Stiles. This looks like it's going to be a pretty good movie, actually. They say that it's quite... The cast working together is quite powerful. And, I mean, this is not just starting. It's in the works. It's going.
Cardi B.
I can see that. Are they all going to be strippers?
Cardi B used to be a stripper.
Yeah.
At, like, a pretty rough club, man. I heard an interview with her. Wow, it was good. Yeah.
Julia Stiles, though.
She's also a really good dancer.
True.
She was in the Step Up movie.
Yeah.
No, this is a great... You laugh. This is going to be a great cast.
You're right. I'm laughing.
It's... yeah, I know. No. This is going to be this will be a really good movie, actually.
True story about the plight strippers went through after the crash.
Got to work in New York. When you counted on those guys who lost their jobs, guess what? Yeah, that's...
Everybody suffers.
And I believe this was at Scores in New York, which used to be here. They had one here for a while, and that's like the club in New York. That is the club to go to in New York.
Okay.
Oprah, Gayle King, Stedman Graham, all dining at the Virginia Hotel in Cape May, New Jersey last weekend, and they stunned a wedding party when they just trotted on in and said, hey, girl, hey. And they started taking pictures with guests, congratulated the newlyweds. Oprah was drinking a little Grey Goose, which sounds good, with mint and lime. Huh. Right there, you got a vodka mojito right there. Just saying, people.
I'm sure Stedman would have said, hey, do you want to go just you and Gail?
Yeah, just why don't you, and Gail, two just, go. I'm going to stay over here. Yeah. I'm good. Everybody knows who I am anyhow, so I don't need it.
I don't need it.
I think it's just those three everywhere they go.
Yeah.
All of them. We're going to Sizzler. You want to go, Stedman? You want to come with us?
Shotgun.
Yes, exactly.
Gail, you always call shotgun.
Did she give everybody a vodka mojito?
Yeah, she should have.
Yes.
That is my painfully deep take.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. A couple of days ago, I had a chance to spend some time with Olivia Newton-John on the phone. She has been through everything.
She sure has.
Has a new book out. It's called Don't Stop Believin'. But we had asked her about the song Physical.
Right.
You know, when that came out.
Oh, please.
That was like very provocative.
Yeah, we wanted to know, was that her thing?
I thought the song was a great song and recorded it and then had a bit of a panic attack about it. I thought, I've gone a bit too far, and I called my manager and said, you know, I'm not sure about this. We should pull it. And he said, it's too late. It's gone to radio. It was like number one for 10 weeks. And, it was so hilarious. And I just had to adjust to the fact that, you know, it's a little raunchy. So I said, okay, I know what we need to do. We need to do a video. And the video needs to be about exercise. And then, of course, it took off even bigger once we did that. So it was hilarious.
And what you did for the headband business is unbelievable.
Yes.
I know. I should have started a spandex business. I would have done really well.
Olivia, any chance that you, first of all, I hope you're doing well. I read a story, I thought it was great, that when you were going recently through some treatment that you were in disguise because you didn't want to be bothered.
Yeah, well, this was an amazing experience. It's actually, I wrote an extra chapter for the release in America because the book's been out in Australia since September of last year and it's just coming out here now, and I added this extra chapter because when I was in Australia last September walking from my hospital, we have a fundraiser every year, I had fractured my sacrum. I didn't know why I was in such pain, but it turns out I had, and I ended up in my own hospital, which was the most incredible experience. But I said, I want to be undercover boss. I don't want anyone to know I'm here except the nurses who are taking care of me. I don't want the press coming to the hospital. I don't want anyone to be bothered, and I want to be incognito because I want to see this place that I've created. I want to experience it. So it was amazing, and everything I had dreamt of and all the treatments and the wellness programs that I had felt to be so important ended up being incredibly important. So I'm very proud of it.
Don't Stop Believing. It is out this week. Pick it up. Olivia, what a pleasure and an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. Love you talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
If you want to hear the entire visit, we've already posted it on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. So just go to 96.3kklz.com. It's Tom Petty, Free Fallin'. Mike and Carla giving you another chance to win a family four-pack down to Disneyland. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
We'll do that after Billy Joel.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All week long, giving families a chance to hit Disneyland. And this, of course, is good throughout the entire year. A family four-pack down to Disneyland, plus qualify for a Disney vacation. You stay at one of their Disneyland resort hotels. Let's get a four 3-day, one park per day tickets for a family of four.
Nice.
Really being good. Wednesday, it's going to be another segment of
Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
If you can identify that Disney song, everybody in here was singing along to it.
I know.
Huh?
I know. Mike knew that one.
Yes, I did. One. You just counted off.
I know it.
One take. We have the phone lines on hold right now. Going to get through news and weather. After that, call in 702-739-9636, starting with caller number 9. Caller number 9, if you can identify by title.
Right.
That Disney song, you have a family four-pack to Disneyland. Here it is, one more time. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win that family four-pack down to Disneyland with another segment of Kazookioki Wednesday. Bill, can you identify by title that song we're playing on our kazoos?
Got to be the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse thing.
Yeah!
How do even those of us who didn't grow up watching that?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know?
Yeah.
And they've modernized it a little bit.
They have.
Yeah, maybe not as much as we just did, but.
With no internet and no HBO, that's what we watch.
That's, yeah.
With Cubby and Roy and Annette.
Annette. Yes. All the guys, the minute Annette. Annette's on. She's wearing her sweater. Hold on.
Okay. You got the family four-pack. You're headed down to Disneyland.
Beautiful. Right on.
Plus, you qualify for a chance to win a two-night stay at one of the Disneyland Resort hotels and 4 3-day, one-park-per-day tickets for your family of four. The grand prize will be announced on Friday before we go on vacation ourselves.
Okay, I'll make sure I call you so you won't have to call me.
Huh? Oh, okay.
There we go, Bill.
See, that's what I love. Bill, hang on the line. We'll take down some details. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
All righty.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. We talked about a cow on the loose
yesterday.
Well, there's another one. A cow escaped from a slaughterhouse in New York yesterday afternoon, ended up blocking traffic for miles on a Bronx highway. This is not normally something you would see in New York,
no,
I guess. And
no. That's too funny.
The cops eventually caught it, and now it lives out its life at an animal sanctuary in New Jersey.
Good.
There you go.
Good, in Jersey.
In Jersey.
Oh, man, this is where I wind up in Jersey. Okay.
I would have had 15 more minutes. I could have made it to
Maine or something.
Or something.
Jeez.
I forgot my move. Oh, here he is.
Oh, there you go.
Here he is. Here's the cow.
Eat more chicken.
Yes. They all sound the same. 21-year-old Arby's manager in Florida asked an employee to stay late on a Saturday night. Well, he had a big date or something. I don't know.
Okay.
He said, no, I can't.
Right.
Then the arguing started, so she pepper sprayed the manager and went after him with a knife, slashed up his car and everything. Must have been a big date.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mike, it just gets better. It's like something out of a Benny Hill episode. Two guys in England got into a little car accident Sunday. One of them called the cops because he said he's drunk.
Oh, no.
It was true. They were both drunk, actually. Police got there. They realized both of them were just, you know, three sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
Not clear which one was drunk-er. So they arrested them both for that.
Shut up!
What? He's drunk. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, he's more drunk.
Yes.
Man, shut up.
Okay.
And out of New York, I don't have any more details. I just know that a woman there gave birth to a bouncing baby girl, clocking in at 15 pounds.
Whoa!
Woo! And she walked home herself. She's got her driver's license already. That's 15 pounds. What?
You know what? As a man, I can't even imagine.
As a woman, I can't even imagine. I'll tell you right now. I mean, I know my life changed, but let me tell you, couldn't even imagine that one right there. Now, 15 pounds. She's a day old. Really a day old. Yeah, shut up. I'm older than that. Come on.
They put the baby in the wheelchair.
Baby
picked you up and they all wheeled out.
So. Carried mom home. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
Tell me something good.
Named Alina, I think it's Bengi, works as a waitress in Winnetka, Illinois, just outside of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And the restaurant she worked at needed a busboy on St. Patrick's Day. They got really busy. So she asked her dad to fill in. Her dad, by the way, a cardiologist.
Oh.
Retired cardiologist. So he had nothing going on. So he said, sure, I'll help you out. 5 minutes after clocking in, saved a woman's life. A female customer started choking. So he stepped in, he did the Heimlich maneuver, and it worked. They called 911 after that. Paramedics checked her out. She was okay. So okay, she even finished her meal.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know if I'd have done that, but yeah. Oh, my God. He originally agreed to fill in, you know, like I say, because it wasn't that busy. He thought, you know, whatever. Shouldn't be too bad. You know, and if there's a medical emergency.
Yes.
You know, I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It happened. So he said he does hope that it inspires other people to learn the Heimlich maneuver. I don't know if everybody knows how to do this, but you should.
Yeah.
He says you don't need to be a doctor to do it. Very easy to learn. Just learn how to do it. So good for him. And you and I, Mike, have both.
Yes. Oh, almost lost each other in the room.
Yes. Thought I was going to. Oh, please. I thought I choked on a piece of cereal.
Yeah.
You know, when it just gets in there, it's like, oh, geez. And what did you.
I did the weather. I said I better do the weather.
No, what was it that you choked on one day? It was like something goofy.
Yeah.
It's always something dumb.
It would have made for a horrible story.
Same
embarrassing
here.
Story.
That's not how I. No.
You don't want to go like that.
No, I don't. I need a story. Okay. I need a better story.
Yeah, or make something up if we do go like that.
Yes. St. Peter, please, could you just tell everybody something else happened?
But that is a great story.
Yeah, it is.
And of course, if you have one, just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Morning show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by the M Resort. An epic getaway any day. New Marquee Rewards members get up to $300 in free play. See Marquee Rewards Center for details. Just going over our notes for this morning. A lot of parents not happy about the chance of 14-year-olds driving. They're thinking about dropping the driving age in the state of Nevada to 14.
Right.
So our quick exit poll showed that some parents not real happy about that.
Yes.
I really think I put too much of that Breathe Easy on my rock, my lava rock bracelet.
Well, I ordered some.
Oh,
so
did you?
I did. Right here in the room. I ordered it.
I should have asked Jody, is this enough? Because I can't breathe to begin with because first day of spring allergies.
Yeah. It smells good, though. It smells really good.
Well, like I said, I smell like a walking spa or something.
It's okay. Could be worse.
Last but not least, evidently cows are just wandering everywhere.
Yeah, I know it.
From Indiana to New York. So just trying to save themselves. I wish I had that.
I'm gonna throw something in there. Save yourselves, by the way, too. Don't spend $70 on a carton of cigarettes, people.
No.
It's Kick Butts Day.
You know what? Do yourself a favor.
Eat more chicken.
There you go.
Exactly.
There it is.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have tickets for Daryl Hall, John Oates. I think she does that at about 11:40. So do have a great day. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.